gotta go home.
Wake up, Susie, and everybody. Flu season is still going strong. Welcome back here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, entertainment, and health show. I'm Michael Horn with Matt Besant. Where are we headed, Maddie Matt?
Heading on over to Dr. Lisa Waddell. She's Deputy Director of March of Dimes. We're going to be talking about the flu outbreak.
How to protect our kids from the latest information straight from the CDC. Dr. Lisa Waddell, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Waddell, Senior Vice President for the Maternal Child Health and the National Intensive Care Unit's Innovation and the Deputy Medical Director of the March Dimes Foundation. She's had a lot of background here. Served as a Public Health Director and a Deputy Commissioner for Health Services. She also has worked with other March of Dimes leaders to align the National Intensive Care Unit's Innovation Initiatives with the strategic direction they have for the March of Dimes. She provides a lot of leadership for National Intensive Care Units. She's received her medical degree from the Medical College of Virginia, Master of Public Health from the University of North Carolina, the School of Public Health, a Bachelor of Arts in Biology from the University of Virginia. My gosh, a graduate of the National Public Health Leadership Institute and a board certified, she is in preventive medicine and public health. You are the real deal. Flu season is going on here. Dr. Lisa Waddell, help us. How do we avoid the flu? This is one of the longest seasons we've had.
This has been a really challenging season, and it's really important that to remind everyone that, you know, the flu can be mild, but it is often very, very serious. And this can be particularly a problem for pregnant women and children. So we're here today to talk about prevention, what we can do.
All right,
to
so prevention. Talk to us a little bit about this. There was a study out recently in the New York Times that said only 41% of baby boomers, that's my generation, have gotten the flu shot. I even never get flu shots. I got one this year. I had a milder case of the flu. What's the deal? Do we need to still get flu shots?
It is definitely not too late to get the flu shot. We are still urgently urging and recommending in alignment with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other organizations that all persons age 6 months and older get the flu shot. It is the best way to protect yourself from the flu.
And say 6 months and older. What about, you mentioned, the babies and child care. What if you're pregnant? Do you get the flu shot? Does that still protect you and the baby?
Absolutely. The flu shot is safe for pregnant women. It is important that women who are considering becoming pregnant, women who are pregnant, get the flu shot. It protects them. It's the best protection for themselves. But also, it's the best protection for their newborn because those antibodies are protecting the mom, and they transfer over to that newborn. And that newborn can't get the vaccine until he or she is 6 months of age. So the flu vaccine is very important for that young child, and that's why it's so important for the mother to get the vaccine. It's also important for those around. Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say it's also important for those that are around the pregnant mother to absolutely to get the vaccine. So persons that may be in daycare providers, that are daycare providers, and the grandparents and the friends, all those persons may come in contact with a pregnant woman and could give her, expose her to the flu. So they need to protect themselves, but it's also about protecting their loved one, that woman that is pregnant.
So this is an especially important category here, pregnant women getting a flu shot, because you're saying women, pregnant women who do get the flu and don't have that protection, but who do get the flu, could have things like preterm labor, premature birth, that sort of thing could be affected by it?
Yeah, it is. It's that that if a woman gets the flu and she has a high fever, it could have some adverse consequences on that newborn, you know, some birth defects. And so, again, it's very important to try to prevent against those adverse consequences and for the pregnant mom to be sure to get her vaccine.
Dr. Lisa Waddell is here, the Deputy Director of the March of Dimes. We're talking about the flu outbreak, how to protect children with the latest information straight from the Center of Disease Control, the CDC. And here's another thing. I had the flu. People in my family had it. And my family doctor said, if you get it right away, get to the doctor right away. Now, sometimes they say check and see if it's a cold, if it's a flu or whatever. But you should call your doctor early, especially if you're in these cases we talked about, young kids, pregnant women, senior citizens or whatever, because they can try to ease it a little bit. Am I right?
You're absolutely correct. And so if you're having those signs and symptoms of the flu, you want to contact your healthcare provider right away because they may be able to give you some medications that may help to make that episode of the flu a little bit milder. And that could also help to decrease the chances of having some serious complications. So again, ideally everyone gets the flu shot.
What's the signs? You mentioned signs of the flu. What are those signs?
Yeah, that's really important for persons to know. So things like they may have fever, they may have headache, some body aches, and a sore throat. Those are typical signs and symptoms of the flu.
Dr. Lisa Waddell, Deputy Director of the March of Dimes, talking here about the flu outbreak. Where do we go to get more information? Do you have a website?
Absolutely. For more information, two places for folks to take a look at. And number one, if you're looking for a place to go get your vaccine, go to vaccinefinder.org, vaccinefinder.org. And then for more information in general, marchofdimes.org.
Got it.